Well, well, there is some new audio that has surfaced of Chris Proudfoot speaking with Narked Divers. And his name is Trey. He's out there searching for Sebastian Rogers. And he shared this phone call with Chris Proudfoot out of complete transparency in the search. Special thanks to Trey at Narked Divers. If you haven't checked out their site, check it out. They are out there searching for Sebastian daily. Now, what we learned from Chris Proudfoot is not only that he's 5'9" and the water was knee deep in that retention pond near their home, but he also tells Trey that he is the only one who got in the car with law enforcement and they drove him around to different places. I found that to be interesting. Hope you guys enjoy this audio. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. Thanks again to Trey with Narked Divers.
Well, here's your better one. There was the dispatcher. The call got released from the dispatchers to the deputies and the responding units. In that release of information, you can clearly hear the dispatcher and the cops all say the dog's got to send this over here at this point.
Okay.
And I mean, they didn't, for people to say, no, it didn't. So now you're going to shit with this.
Yeah, and that's what...
deputy said that shit in the dispatcher.
Track back up. Going into the construction site over here, back towards the beach.
I'm behind you. It's awful muddy. Do you see any footprints, anything? You shouldn't have any shoes on.
Dang it, this is all dry, hard packed. I do have some footprints over here.
Right there where you're standing?
Yeah, leading right over here to the retaining pond.
No shoes, just footprints?
My shoes, but Max went straight into the pond. Max led me straight to the retaining pond. Over behind Willow Boulevard, he dove right into the water.
Yeah, did you see any footprints around it?
There was a few footprints in some of the softer dirt headed straight this way on the track that he was running.
1247, what kind of shoe does he wear?
Size 10.
Yeah, and then like I said, the path that they tried. So, Arson, if you're in that subdivision,
yeah, I'm
directly, the next subdivision over to the left is our subdivision.
Okay.
It's called Victoria Place.
Okay.
The scent that they got, as soon as you turn in our subdivision, you're on Keller. Drive it all the way up to the very top of the hill at a four-way. You'll see that to the right, they're cutting in the new road that will link
all this together. Okay.
At the retention point.
And do you know how much they actually drained?
They drained the whole thing.
It's okay.
So initially when they went over to look at it, it was only knee deep. From the picture that you showed me, there's a lot of new runoff. I'm 5'9" and it was knee deep.
Okay.
So and they even drained it and still walked it.
Okay. So they actually walked it. I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that is actually information that was told to me by law enforcement.
Yeah, so they actually...
Because I went on a... Me and law enforcement, they can put me in a vehicle.
Right.
Drove me around and showed me a bunch of stuff. I'm the only one that they've done it.
Okay.
So I can actually give you a little bit more information than what everybody's out there running their mouth.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to... So to work backwards from the pond, okay, if you were to... walk from the pond, go straight up into the construction site. You'll see where they cut the road and it turns left. If you walk that all the way back, run to our subdivision.
Okay.
If you go down Kelly, all the way down to Stafford, and walk down towards Stafford toward our house, from our house, if you're looking at my house, I'm going to tell you where the dogs then went. They started on the front porch.
Okay.
Because off the front porch, the dogs cut to the right. They go all the way down the side of the house, along the fence.
So they went to the back side, or the that
right
to the north.
If you're looking at my house,
okay,
it's going to be the right hand side. The dog goes all the way down the fence. The dog comes all the way back up into the yard, and then it cuts diagonally to the house next door to us through their backyard, and that is the direction which the
after that, that's where they get over to the main road, go up Kellen, and head over to the other subdivision.
Okay.
There was a Belgian Malinois, a blue heeler, two bloodhounds, and a blue tick. In the 8 days of the very intense searching, in the 8 days, on day one, the five dogs did that. Out of the 8 days, three different dogs from three different groups went to that same area in that same set. On day one, two of those dogs did the same path. And I'm pretty sure that was the bloodhound and the blue tick.
It was probably a better dog.
Yeah, those two were probably the better ones. Now, the guy, I can't remember this guy. I called him Michael, but I think they call him Michel.
Okay.
He's French.
You're what the French call les incompetents.
He's out of North Carolina, I believe, and he trained, he brought his dogs out, and one of his dogs did that same path. From what I was told, that's why I was like, well, there we go, folks. That's why, out of all the dogs, there was at least three consistent hits that do that.
Right.
And there was a couple dogs, like one dog went over to Longhorn Pike and got there and he lost. The rest of the dogs all pick up scents, but then they go in all different directions and they lose. Yeah, the that guy I sent you his info, Ken Wagner.
Okay.
He's the EMA director for Summit County. He was the one, I guess, they were doing. He was responsible for the ground searching and the waterways and the caves and everything.
Okay.
If you can't reach out to him, he can give you more details as far as like the water.
What's been covered.
In the caves and stuff. He'll probably even show you, maybe. I don't know. But I would reach out to him and he will give you the best physical aspects of the search that took place. He's the one that was in charge of it.
Okay.
Be sure to check out my other videos and playlists for more true crime content. And if that's not enough, you can join our Patreon. Don't have a tinfoil hat? It's okay. We'll make you one. It's that easy. See you guys in the next video.
See you later. Bye.